On this student spotlight during Cornell University's Impacts of AI Week, online discussions have many pitfalls. What if AI could step in to help? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan P. Chang, PhD candidate in computer science, explores this question.
Online discussions have a reputation for hostility. What starts out as an everyday conversation can derail into toxicity or personal attacks. And this is not just the result of bad faith trolls. Research has shown that even well-intentioned people can turn hostile under certain circumstances. If an AI could learn to pick up on these signals of rising tension, it could help supplement our human intuition and guide us towards having healthier online discussions. To test this idea out, we built a browser extension called ConvoWizard. It's powered by an AI that was fed millions of examples of online conversations, from which it learns some intuitions about where conversations might be headed. Based on these intuitions, ConvoWizard can warn users when their discussion might be turning tense. In collaboration with a Reddit debate community, we had volunteers test this tool out. In the end, more than half the participants reported that seeing ConvoWizard's feedback made them rethink posting something that they might have regretted. And empirically, we find that users who saw a warning from ConvoWizard were more likely to use known de-escalation strategies, such as being more formal or asking more questions. We're really encouraged by these results because they show that there is potential for this human-AI collaboration approach to make online spaces healthier. But, of course, there's also a lot of questions left to answer, like how well these tools scale to larger communities and what their long-term impact is. So we're excited to keep working on this and look forward to seeing where it goes next.
That was Jonathan P. Chang of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.